Today's Tanya for the 7th of Elul is in Igeres HaKedesh Siman Yud Aleph, the 11th letter. It's on page 232. The number at the bottom of the page is 448. We're one-third of the way down on the page, and it's the line that begins with the word V'hu. Until now, the Alter Rebbe has said that a person who rises above the desire for the physical pleasures of even the most necessary physical things, such as health and wealth and children, the person who rises above the physical side of it will not be pained or distressed by the lack of them. Because in recognizing that God is creating the world out of nothing at every moment, so that every moment and every experience is being created intentionally by God at that very moment, how can we then feel or believe that something is happening that is wrong or that is bad and that is painful when God himself is creating it from his wisdom, from his chokhmah, which is called ayin, which is called nothingness, because it is beyond our understanding. And it's only because it's beyond our understanding that it appears to be negative or bad, but we know on the level of emunah that it has to be good, because in the presence of God, in the presence of the King, there is only life. The Alkein, Zeishis Hakeu, and therefore, first of all, the most basic thing, as he said earlier concerning Yetzer B'Zeishis, that since creation comes from Zeishis, from Chachma, therefore the first thing in our life is Sheyismacha Adam V'Yogil, that a person should be happy and he should rejoice B'Chol Eis V'Shah, at all times, at every hour. Just as God is creating the world B'Chol Eis, constant creation, so must the person also come alive and be joyful constantly at every time. Also in Kehelis, he mentions 28 different times the time to speak and the time to refrain from speaking and so on, and that's called ace. So there are 28 itim, there are 28 different times, but in all of them there has to be joy. And a person should literally live, come alive with this emunah in God that gives him life and does good things with him, for him, every second. And the one who is saddened and he's mournful and complains, Mare ba'atme, he shows in himself, of himself, sheyesh le ma'at ra v'yisurim, that he is experiencing a bit of evil and pain, v'chosar le'ezer teva, that he is lacking some good, v'hazezer kekefer chas v'sholim, and that's as if he is denying that God is creating the world at that moment. The Alkein hechiku midas ha'atzus b'me'eid chachmeh emes. And that's why the chachmeh emes, the sages of truth, which are the students of Kabbalah, the teachers of Kabbalah, completely rejected to the extreme the mood of sadness, the attribute of sadness. The Rebbe Shlita points out that the expression mare ba'atzmei, that when a person is sad, he shows of himself. What does it mean, of himself, about himself? The Rebbe explains, ba'atzme means in his etzem, that he is showing a lack of something that is at the very core of his existence. Because as the Alter Rebbe said before, that this faith in God, the les asar ponim inei, that there is no place devoid of him, no experience devoid of him, that this is ikir ha'emunah, that this is the main faith for which a person was created. So this is really the essence of the person. And when a person is sad, he is showing a lack in his very essence. Aval hamaymin, but the one who has this faith, the one who has this emunah, lo yochush mishum yisurim ba'ilam, he will not be affected by any pain in the world. And in all worldly things, hen v'lav shoven etzle b'hashvoa amitis, having and not having is absolutely equal to him. And that is because he prefers godliness, and godliness comes in both forms, in the presence of wealth and health and so on, or in the absence of. Umi she'ein shovim lei, and to the person in whom having and not having are not equal, ma'ade ba'atme, he shows in himself, in his essence, shehu me'erev rav, that he is from the erev rav, from the riffraff, d'legar mayhu avdin, who are serving for themselves, even when they're serving God, they're doing it for themselves, v'eyeves atzmon, and they love themselves, lotes mitachas yad Hashem, and would rather pursue their desires out of love for themselves, rather pursue their desires than be in God's hands. The lach is b'chayi u'digalulim b'shul ahavosei es atzmei, and he lives the life of the idolater in that he loves himself out of love for himself, the Alkein who chofetz b'chayib sodim ubono mezeina, and that's why he takes his pleasure from physical health, physical life, and the physical pleasure of children and of sustenance, kizet tevle v'noyachle, because kizet tevle, because that is what to him is good. So the person who believes in God is preferring the goodness of godliness. He wants the goodness that comes with true life, which is godly life. And that sometimes expresses itself in God's giving us health and wealth and children, all for godly purposes. But when the person prefers to have the physical blessings of health and wealth and children, even at the expense of his godliness, then he shows that this is to him good. The physical is what he considers good, and instead of the godly. And it would be better for him had he not been born at all, not been created at all. Because a person is created into this world to be tested with these tests, to see and to reveal what is in his heart, whether his heart will turn towards other gods, shehem taivas haguf, which are basically the impulses of the body, the appetites of the body, hamishtal shelo mesitra achra, that devolve from unholiness, ubahem huchofet, and that is where his desire lies, that's where he takes his pleasure, oi, or the test will reveal, im chefte retzei neilach yes chayim amitiim, that his desire is to live true life, a life that is a true life, hamishtal shelem elikim chayim, that comes from the God who is alive, the living God, af she'ene yochel, even though he isn't able, in the parentheses he says, tzarech iyun, we need to understand what these words mean. What does it mean, he isn't able? And in certain manuscripts of the original Tanyas, these words don't appear at all. The words, even though he's not able. And in another version of Tanya, we found the following lines. Oi, that the test is to see. Oi, im chefze retzeinei, or if his desire and his will, although he's not able, his desire is to live the true life. And according to this nusach, lefi nuscha zu, nira sheteves, af she'ene yochel, humaymer muzga. According to this version, it would appear that the words, even though he's not able, should appear in parentheses, which means that the person wants to live the life of true life, even though he isn't personally capable of doing it. He can't rise above his desire for and his need of the physical satisfaction that comes from health, wealth, and children, but he wants to live the life that is the true life, the God life of godliness, the yamin shebe'emes, and he believes that in truth, hu chai bohem, he's living from the true life. V'chol tzracha v'chol inyanov, mishtal shalim be'emes, b'prati prati yeseyhem, and that all the details of his life are truly descending, revolving, lei mesitra acha, not from klipa, which would explain why he's feeling pain or that bad things are happening, but he believes that it is not coming from klipa, because nothing does come from klipa, ki mehashem etzadeh gever kenonu, because it is from God that our footsteps, man's footsteps, are directed, ve'ein milo, etc., and not a word is spoken without it first being known. Above, so not only events are predetermined, but even words, and then even thoughts. V'yimkein, hakel tev betachli, so ultimately, all is absolute good, because nothing comes from klipa, it comes from God. Rak she'ein musag, only it is not it's not understood. A person doesn't understand the goodness. U'be'amun azu be'emes, nasa hakel teiv, and when a person has this faith, and he is true in this faith, all of it becomes good, gam be'gili. Not only in the faith, but the goodness of it is actually revealed. She'be'amun azu shemayim shahara hanidme be'gili. When he believes that that which on the revealed level appears to be bad, kol chayusehu metev ha'elyein, all of its energy is coming from the divine good, shehi chachmosa yisbarech, she'ena museges, which is God's chachma, which is beyond comprehension, v'hi ha'edun shalamaylam elam habo, which is the level of pleasure that is higher than elam habo, hare be'emunazu nichlalu mesale be'emes hara ha'medume b'teva elyin ha'gonus. Even that a thing can appear to be evil, if a thing can even appear to be bad or wrong, even that is removed, that possibility is removed by this emuna, when the person has this emuna, that all comes from God and therefore must be good, that doesn't permit, it doesn't leave any room for the klipa that makes it appear to be bad. And then it doesn't appear bad at all. He actually sees the good. And in this emuna, nichlal mesala be'emes hara hameduma b'teva elyin hagonus, then the apparent evil becomes lost and absorbed into the hidden good that comes from above. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 7th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe once instructed the Sefer that he should write Petzua Daka, the words Petzua Daka, and spell the word Daka with an Aleph at the end and not with a Hey, as it is commonly spelled. And in Prague, there is a Sefer Torah, which is attributed to having been written by Ezra himself, or checked by Ezra the scribe, and it is not used other than on Simchas Torah, and it is kept rolled up to the Parsha of the Shema. When I was in Prague in the year Tofresh Samaches, I saw the Sefer Torah, and it was written there Daka with an Aleph. And also when I was in Worms in the year Tofresh Samach Zayin, I saw there a Sefer Torah that is attributed to the Maharam of Rottenburg, that he wrote it himself. And in that Sefer Torah also, the word Daka is spelled with an Aleph. And if you look into the Shadis Yehuda, Yud Simen Terzayin, Yeredeya Simen Terzayin, and in Divrei Nechemiah Yeredeya, Simen Chav Beis, over Sefer Mishnas Avraham, Simen Lamed Beis, there you'll find references to a number of svarim that deal with this issue.